Welcome to another edition of the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast. Jared Stansberry, still down here in Kansas City. Got a few minutes to catch up with ESPN analyst Fran Fraschilla on the side, get some of his thoughts on Iowa State going into the 2018-19 season and the Big 12. This podcast brought to you by the professional MBA program at the Ivy College of Business at Iowa State University. Hope you enjoy my conversation with ESPN analyst Fran Fraschilla.
All right, first of all, what are some of your overall impressions just of Iowa State so far this, or going into this?
I think this is going to be a fun season. They've got one of the best backcourts in the league. And if everything goes well, they have one of the best backcourts in the country. You know, if everybody plays up to the expectations, obviously the three veterans, you know, in Lindell and Wyler Babb and Shayok. And then you add some of the new guys like Talon Horton to that mix. So the backcourts should be rock solid. Then you have to overcome the early season the distractions of not having both Solomon and Cam early, and they have to get through that. But on paper, when everybody's healthy and some of those young freshmen get some experience in a non-conference, if they go into Big 12 play healthy, they're going to be I think, a dangerous team. I think they have a chance to be an NCAA tournament team.
Where do you think Lindell can take a step forward in year two?
Well, he had a magnificent freshman year because he was the ultra competitor. He competed at a high level in a league that had the best point guard play in college basketball, hands down. I mean, from Devontae Graham to Javon Carter, Keenan Evans, Trey Young, you go down the list, he had to go up against some of the best point guards in his country, and he did it terrifically. Now, where does he get better? More consistency, getting his teammates involved a little bit more, being rock solid defensively, all areas that I think have been harped on. And so I'm expecting some growth in those other areas because he did so many things well as a freshman.
What do you think Shayok brings to the table for them?
Maturity. Toughness, obviously the defensive end, scoring. He's from what I've been told, he's improved his outside shooting, which wasn't bad, but it's gotten more consistent. He gives you a high-level starter that you plug right in to play against some of the best teams in the country. I mean, he proved it in the ACC, and he's going to have a bigger role at Iowa State, and I expect him to have a really good season.
Mike Jacobson's another guy that comes from Nebraska that'll be a big piece for them as well, especially with Cam and Solomon now starting the season. What do you think that just him and some of the, I mean, George Conner, the guy in the front court, I know you've seen before.
I saw Mike play. I did a couple Nebraska games when he was playing there a couple years ago, and Mike's one of those, you know, he's not Jared Holman. Because Jared had a great career, but he's in that mold. He brings toughness, rebounding. He doesn't have to have the ball to contribute. And I like him as a really good piece, especially early without Cam and Solomon. Mike's already proven that he can start in a good league.
With Cam, obviously we talked about that already.
Yeah.
But what do you think he can do as a sophomore to take some steps forward?
Well, when he comes back and if everything is right physically and mentally, then Cam is one of the best big guys in this league. You know, he's already shown glimpses of that. And so, obviously, for Iowa State to maximize what could be a very special season, Solomon Young's got to be healthy and Cam's got to be ready to go and let's just say mentally focused on what he's got to do.
It's been now, I guess, 4 years since Fred left. How have you seen Iowa State's program change with Coach Prohm?
You know, I think it's been a remarkably seamless transition. Steve had a thankless job. You know, he not only replaced the most popular player in Iowa State history, he replaced the most popular coach. And that's probably saying something because of what Johnny Orr meant to this program. But it, to replace Fred Hoiberg at Iowa State in Ames was a nearly impossible job. And I think what Steve has done has been remarkable. I don't care if John Wooden, Fred Hoiberg, or Steve Prohm coached last season, that was going to be a transition year. And so now the pieces are back in play for them to be, I think, a postseason team. And the recruiting's going well. That's a key because it's not easy to replace Monte Morris and Nazmi Truong and George and Matt Thomas and DeAndre. And it looks like they're doing that.
obviously the conference is a little bit muddled outside of Kansas and Kansas State at the top. What do you see being the ceiling for Iowa State this year?
You know, it's going to be a mad dash to the top of the league because I think, you know, even West Virginia's got to overcome backcourt issues. It's Kansas, and then I think it's nine teams fighting for postseason bids. And I honestly, I don't see a bad team in that mix. Might be a couple teams that are like I watched Oklahoma, and they've got everybody back except Trae Young, and that might not be all bad, you know, given their chemistry last year. So a lot of these teams, Texas Tech is going to be better than people think. TCU's got five starters or five, you know, double figure scorers back. Kansas is the best team. We say that a lot, but from 2 to 10, it's wide open.